Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Shei Osoyinbi, enjoy the Spirit.
Something that's been running through my mind for a long time. Two things have been running through my mind for a long time, but I can only take one tonight. I'm very curious about prophecies. How many of you know a little about prophecies? Prophecy. You've heard a little about prophecy. Abi? When people prophesy, that means they predict the future. Is that not so? That is what most of us know about prophecy. But in the New Testament, prophecy is different. We all should know that. Is that okay? That prophecy is not necessarily predictive. Are you with me? Prophecy is basically, again, about edification. Are you getting me? It's about preaching. Now, that's different from the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. For many Christians under this dispensation, they still look at many people and who are able to come up with, I can see, you must be a prophet. That's not true. Majority of them are not prophets. Majority are basically evangelists. Hallelujah. The office of a prophet is more robust and more authoritative. Are you with me? The office of the prophet carries a lot of authority. Because most of the time, Paul said that the foundation of the church was built upon the apostles and the prophets. So you find the two of them working together. Where a true prophet is operating, you will see an apostle with him. I don't know if that making sense to you, you know. Because they complement one another. What a prophet sees is the plan of God. The apostle builds it. So Paul said, I'm a wise master builder. Are you with me? That means somebody showed him. Though I guess he also operated in a measure in that prophetic office as an apostle, praise God. He was able to see the plan of God and he was able to translate it into real life things that people could see. Hallelujah. But today I'm concerned about predictions. And I don't have all my predictions. Why am I concerned? I'm concerned because many of us do not know how to interpret or how we are able to see when a prediction is being fulfilled right before our eyes. We can't see it. If you read the New Testament, you will hear what is like, and this was what it was said by Isaiah the prophet. They could relate what they were seeing with what the prophet said. Yet, if you see what the prophet said and what was playing out in front of them, there was no correlation. I don't know if I'm making sense to us. Am I communicating? One of the key abilities of the end time church is the ability to see where prophecies are being fulfilled and know how to adjust. Praise the Lord. Let me take one from the Old Testament quickly. Praise God. I want you to be stirred up so that when you are reading the scriptures, these things can run through your mind and then you can learn how to process it properly. When Elisha stood before the king of Israel during the days of the famine, and there was a serious issue, there was a serious famine, and Elisha looked at the king and said, by this time tomorrow, a shekel, something we have bought for a shekel, another thing for this. And the right-hand man of the king said, even if God opens the heavens, it can't work. Now, please understand this. Did God tell Elisha? Are you with me? Did God speak to Elisha? Or did Elisha, by his own volition, speak? I don't know. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, if you read the story of Samuel, the Bible said about Samuel that God did not allow any of his words to fall to the ground without being fulfilled. In other words, he had worked with God to an extent that when he speaks, heaven must back it up. Whether it is impossible, they must find a way of making it possible. Anyhow, if they have to, if there's going to be a cosmic shift, they have to do it. But not all men have that kind of authority. Because not all men can be trusted with authority. So it's a growth, it's a stature in the spirit that a man must attain to before they can begin to hold on to his words. I don't know whether the Holy Ghost prompted him. There is no indication that God prompted him. He just looked at the guy and said, okay, this is what I'm decreeing. It was like a decree. It was not a confession. It was a decree. He said, by this time tomorrow, this is going to happen. And the man looked at it because he doesn't follow any economic theory. It's like saying that by this time tomorrow, petrol will be 1 naira per liter. Pastor. Praise God. But how did the events unwind? Because you and I must understand this thing, if faith must work. Majority of us pray and faith is not activated because our minds cannot figure out how it will happen. The woman asks this angel, how will these things be? Seeing I've never been with a man. That was a valid question. And he said, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you, and the power of the highest will shadow you, and the thing that will be born of you, that only thing shall be called Jesus. Who in the world has ever been overshadowed by the Holy Ghost? There was no antecedent. Am I talking to you? No antecedent. Oh, do you know why they punished the other woman, the husband of the other woman? Zechariah. When the angel said, your wife will give birth, he said, man of God. Can't you see me? Moti-iti. Moti-wo menopause. Not woman pause, men do pause. And the angel was angry. Why was the angel angry? One is a priest who ministered before the Lord. Two, there was an antecedent. Sarah had that kind of. So why will you not believe? But this was a woman who had never heard, nowhere in the world, there was no antecedent. And she asked a valid question. So they were not angry with her. And so he said, okay, if you say so, she couldn't figure it out. And they had to help her. Praise God. And for majority of us, you have a lot of antecedents. Therefore, you don't have an excuse like she has an excuse. Amen. So when the man spoke, heaven was bound to bring it to pass. And see how the whole thing played out. The first thing the Bible said, that the Assyrian army was encamped where they were. And just lame men just walked into the camp. Unfortunately, what happened was that as they were coming, there was a thundering. The sound was magnified. What they were hearing was the marching of a host. God has 1,000 ways to kill a rat. He's not afraid. The problem is you were the problem. Go your long. The Bible said the hand of the Lord is not shortened that he can't save. So we need to come to the place where we can see beyond the impossibilities. I think our problem is that we have been trained to think in one particular direction. That's why the word of God tells us that let the wicked man forsake his thoughts and the sinner his ways. And let him come to the Lord. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts. So what makes God to be God? Thoughts. So when a man learns how to speak without doubting what he is saying, then heaven is obliged to fulfill it. Praise God. Why do somebody say, Pastor, pray for him, Pastor, pray for him? I say, it is well with you in Jesus' name. But that has become a religious cliche. It is well with you. But we could see faith in you. Because there is no expectation. What does it mean? It's well with you. Can you mean it? Can you mean it is well with you? Are you listening to me? It is well with you. What's the meaning of that? When there's nothing wrong with you, I say it's well with you. Yeah, it is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. But you know what I mean when I say, what's the meaning? Praise God. Because faith is a substance of something you are hoping for. The man stood and the man spoke because that was what his mind conceptualized. And God gave it to him. And all the events of life played out for him. Hallelujah. That prediction came to pass. Now, it's not everybody that predicts that it comes to pass. God said, who has stood in the counsel of the Lord? Who has heard him speak? So most of the time, I want to believe Elisha must have eavesdropped in certain things that happened, the transaction that was going on in the heavenly places. And that's what Pastor Baz was speaking about. That we must come to a place where we must begin to participate in the transactions that take place in the throne room. Remember, there was a prophet that came before Ahab. And Ahab said, should we go to war? And the priest and the prophet said, yeah, go to war. God will give you something. I said, look, I know you are lying. Tell me the truth. I said, well, if you want to hear the truth, this is it. I was in the throne room yesterday night. And I had discussions going on about your case. And the heavens have decided your case. They've said you are going to fall in battle. Now, the truth is that that prediction could be averted. What could avert it? Repentance. If Ahab had repented there, they would have canceled that prediction. It was not going to come to pass. So it is not all predictions that come to pass. Because predictions are sometimes warnings, not necessarily cast in iron or cast in concrete. That Boji, Ape. How many play draft or IU? Bosa, IJ. Bosa, IJ. So just stay and so go ahead. Just try your best and minimize your loss. Praise the Lord. Am I making sense? But not all of them is casting. But you see, what is cast in concrete are events. God has cast concrete, has cast events in concrete. You can't alter it. The person who will betray the Christ is cast. You can't alter that. There's nothing you can do. Praise God. Are you with me? But the prediction did not name anybody. When Jesus chose the 12, he said, one of you is a devil. Not all the 12 in statistics is 1 over 12. That's the probability, one of them. There was, it could have been Andrew. It could have been John. It could have been Peter. They were all valid candidates. Hallelujah. And that's why you must be careful how you and I walk. Because there are predictions running in the earth waiting for fulfillment. And men must fulfill it. That son of perdition was not born son of perdition. Was born like you and I. They did naming ceremony for him. All his parents will believe he will become a good child in future. Only for him to turn out to become the Antichrist. Are you with me? Something happened. He walked in a path that led him there. Am I making sense? Praise the Lord. And that's why you and I must be careful. Because when he said, in the last days, many will give heed to seducing spirits. He didn't put your name there. Is your name on there? On the, oh, correct, I see that now. But many will do it. Many will fulfill it. You can't do it. You can't stop it. There's nothing you can do about that. It, you can say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind that prophecy. You can't bind it. It's given. It will happen. But we have a responsibility to make sure you don't fulfill it and I don't fulfill it. So Paul said, we should speak to one another, rebuke one another, correct one another. Make sure that none of us fulfills that. I don't know whether I'm making sense. You can prevent. So they didn't write the number of people who will go to hell. They didn't write it. Praise God. There's as many will go. You don't have to be inside that many. I don't know whether I'm making sense. You don't have to be inside the many. But many will go. You can stop that. Hallelujah. And the Bible, then Bible says that many will become sons of God. Why don't you write your name there? Are you with me? That means, you see, by decisions, you are lying. What qualified Judas for that position was an alignment. He deliberately made decisions that aligned him. And that prediction came to pass. Even when a person comes and says, you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be a millionaire. I can see you a millionaire. Now, there are two things. The man can be speaking from his belly. You know, belly prophecy. Amen. And he can be speaking by the Spirit of God. But that he said you'll be a millionaire does not mean that you must not walk in that path. You know what Jesus Christ said? Lo, I have come in the volume of the books that is written of me to do thy will, O God. Jesus just didn't act or do anything. He didn't just come and say, come, let me heal you. No. He was following a pattern. What he saw was what he was implementing. Are you with me? So it was not something difficult to find himself at the place of the cross. But the termination of that operation was the cross. I don't know whether you're with me. And that is why the word of God makes it clear to us as believers that we also must follow the same pattern. Say, Paul, speaker, living for us is the same pattern. We should also follow it. Amen. Looking on to Jesus. What did Jesus do? He followed the pattern. So how will you look at the Bible and follow the pattern? Because if you cannot interpret the pattern, then you can't follow the pattern. Unfortunately, many don't even read it. Have you seen a builder build any house without looking at the architectural drawing? You just can say, Pastor Shala comes to me and say, I want to build. I say, hey, okay, where's the land? It's there. This is the architectural plan. Wait, thank you. Oh yeah, Mr. Yeah, person call it. Oh, by the time I build a particular level, it will just be like this. What is the meaning of this? That's how many of us build our lives. You see, the book was given for you to see patterns. And when you see these patterns, you build accordingly. Hallelujah. Those are the reasons for those prophecies that were spoken. And there are so many of them in the New Testament. Can you give me Ephesians chapter 1? Look at verse 3. This is a particular prediction, but you will think it's not a prediction. You will think it's just writing scripture. No, he was speaking something there. Ephesians chapter 1, I beg your pardon, yeah. Say, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has done what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy and without blame before him in what? That's a prediction. Now, how do you align yourself to fulfill that? I don't want to make sense to you. This was not written for convention. They are not convention themes. They are realities that men must walk into for it to come in reality. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. The Bible says, as many as received him, gave him what? Power to become. It is what makes you become are these things, are the powers. This is where those powers are hidden. That's where they are coded. They coded them there. They hid them there so that carnal men can't find it. Praise the Lord. Only men and women of the Spirit can locate these things. So when I come and say, oh, he has chosen me for fun. Now, that is supposed to alter the way I think. When you are chosen, what kind of impression do you have when somebody chooses you? Doesn't that give you the idea that you are special? You are unique. You are not an ordinary person. Now, if you know you are not an ordinary person, how do you conduct yourself? Are you with me? Oh, ni bagba kuba. Oh, ni fi lokulo lo e. You say, look, where I'm going is not where you are going. I'm sorry, I can't eat your food. I'm sorry. Mabi, no. Me, you're proud. You've chosen me. Hallelujah. Ah, he's very proud. Oh, proud God. Yes, Mabi, no. When we get to the other side, we'll know who is proud and who is foolish. Because I'm chosen. He said, you are a chosen generation. Then you must understand, that's a prophecy and a prediction you must fulfill. I'm a member of PGT. It's not a member. This is the reality. So, when you are in class and everybody's somersaulting, you are quiet. Because you know you are chosen. And it is, I mean, can you imagine if the VC chooses you to be the class rep? My God. If the security men see you, they will say, yes, sir. Because you have been chosen. And that will affect your mentality. The problem is our mentalities. That was the problem with that man that told Elisha, said, even if the heavens open, it can't happen. Because his mentality didn't shift. He wasn't expecting it to happen. And so it was considered as a sin to him. So the Bible says anything that is not of faith is what? It's sin. What is the sin there? You didn't believe this, that you are chosen. It's a sin. And therefore you didn't order your life. You did not know that you were chosen before the foundation of the world, that he knew your name. You know, I'm very sure Jeremiah would have been blown out of his mind when he said, before you were born, I knew thee. Before your mother conceived thee, I called you. Wed. Oti mommy. That's beyond my thinking. Praise the Lord. Then you need to carry yourself. Okay. Hey, boys. I'm no. Mola says so. Hallelujah. So these are the things that enabled Jesus to finish his race. Because he knew where he was going. He said, you don't know the Father. I know him. I talk to him every day. I came from him. You have the heart from above. I'm the only one who have seen him. You're proud. We have been suspecting you're a very proud man. When did Jesus see the Father? I don't know. Maybe when he was praying, he saw visions. But I want to believe. I don't know. When I said, I'll ask him. When did you see the Father? I don't know. Praise God. But I believe there have been transactions before he came to Jordan. I want to believe that in the night times, angels would have come to visit him and told him, you are not an ordinary person. You are the Son of God. There's a calling on your life. You can't run. You can't play football like everybody was playing football. You can't love Chelsea against Arsenal. You can't have time for that. You have to separate yourself. When you wake up in the morning, these are the things you must read, this number of scriptures. Are you getting me? After you have finished your carpentry lessons, they were giving him instructions. And he was following it. He didn't have access. And I want to believe they were teaching him Bible. Okay, this is the meaning of this thing. This thing spoke about you. This is what they stood about you. And so he understood that he was not ordinary. And I bet you would have asked his mom, how was I born? He said, you were not ordinary. Holy Ghost came upon you. So, yeah, okay. How many of you have your parents told you the story of your life? How many of you? Did you have any special thing happen? Maybe thunder struck in the night you were born? Praise God. That should make you special. You should know that you are not a normal being. Many of you don't know you are not normal. Now, in the occult world, people are not normal. Unfortunately, they know. Many of them know who they are. And many of them understand the implications of what they are doing. But many of you don't know jack about who you are. And it's so sad. There's a particular incident like that one day. I think it was Ife. Some two classmates were walking. And one of them was preacher. I said, look at the two of them. They're walking on their heads. So, in the natural, they're working on their two legs, but in the spirit realm, they're working on their heads. They're not normal human beings. I've had very terrible tales of going to the market at night in Oshodi. They say, if you turn, do one way, you will see the world. You know, you are going to run mad. You know that? Because the minute you do that, they will know you have peed into surgery realm. If you don't have what it takes to fight them, you are going to be in trouble. So just go through. Don't go to Oshodi at night. Just go your way. Praise God. But they know. But you don't know. Many of you don't know what you carry because you have not walked according to the volume of the books that is written of you. When you walk according to the volume of the book written of you, you will do the will of God. And it is in the doing that the changing takes place. That's the paradox of it. It is when you obey it that you are transformed from glory to glory. Because the key to finishing is what I'm sharing with you tonight. Thank God we know it's not about going to heaven. The issue is how do you become the Son of God? That man that walked in Galilee, death could not kill him until death was imputed on him. For the simple fact that he just simply fulfilled the will and death couldn't kill him. Death did not kill him, not because they couldn't choke him knife. Even if you took him, why do you think they got the thought of Wolverine in X-Men? That is the power of immortality. If you cut him, the thing will grow back. Remember, Peter cut somebody's hair and just said, "What man? Who them wear? Who them go back there? Who them gum back there? Instant gum? Could they see any? That was the power of immortality. Yet, it was not operating the power of the endless Christ. So what can the power of the endless Christ do? If that one can do that. Praise God. So the challenge we have is ability to look into the scriptures, see that which is spoken about us, and come to real life and implement it. Jesus Christ said something very profound, and I think we should pay attention to it. As I'm going to bring this to a close. Pastor said 30 minutes. Is that too fair? He said, what I see my father do, I do. That's another question I will ask him. So all the healings that were taking place, he was actually playing them out. He was playing them out. There's what they call the power of visualization. To visualize. How many of you understand that? How many of you have unconsciously practiced it without knowing? How many of you have sat down before you enter an exam? You run it through your mind before you enter the exam hall. Some of you do without you realizing it. When I used to play football, I played my matches in my mind before I come to the field. I don't know how I used to do it. I just lay down after eating my lunch and we're going to play the match at 4. And you think I'm sleeping? I wasn't sleeping. I'll be thinking, in fact, my body will be burning calories as if I'm playing the match. Every move I play it. If this guy comes this way, this is what I will do. If he talks like this, is what I will do. If I have the ball, this is what I will do. I play the whole match in my mind. When I come to the field, I just act it. I don't know what you understand. It's a very powerful tool, the power of visualization. But Jesus was not visualizing. Jesus actually saw his father. Are you with me? What he saw the father do, the people the father healed, they were the people he healed. That blind Bartimaeus was not what he saw. He didn't see blind Bartimaeus. That's why he didn't answer him. Jesus, son of David, have mercy. He just walked past because he didn't see the heart. And he had to cross-check. Is he part of the program? If blind Bartimaeus was not part of that program, Jesus Christ was not going to heal him. And that's another problem we have in the church. You are not called to solve every problem. None of us could have. The depth of human mystery, you can't understand it, except you lived in the days Jesus lived. You're talking about poverty, Jesus understood poverty. You're talking about oppression, oh my, the Roman soldiers were oppressive. The Romans were oppressive. You want to talk about injustice? You want to talk about lifespan index? There's this lifespan. They said certain people cannot live. Nigeria is 40 years of age. After 40 years of age in Nigeria, you are doing extra time. I don't know what they call that. I don't know if they came about that. Amen. Because they look at our society. Why will you not? How would you want to live long in Nigeria with this kind of problem? Just think about Jonathan alone. So to just praise God. Now, Jesus knew all that. But he didn't solve those problems because that was not part of the program. It was not part of the program. That's why I feel sorry for many people. They do NGOs because they want to solve problems. Look, it's not part of your assignment. That you saw it does not mean you are called to do it. Am I talking to you? I don't know why God is like that, but that's how he is. If he wanted Jesus to raise all the dead, he would have raised them. If Jesus made a mistake at the grave of Lazarus, I said, all of you rise, the whole grave yard. At the sound of his voice, we rise. He said, Lazarus. If he said, oh yeah, all of you, they will all have woken up. But it was only specific to Lazarus. I left the others there. His wisdom, I don't know why. Hallelujah. So you are not called to solve all the problems of the world. Yes, we can see it. People are suffering. Some people even refuse to follow God because of Christ because they say, well, if God is God, why is he allowing all these problems to happen? It is our warfare. Majority of the problem is what? It is not the problem of God. God didn't cause it. Praise God. It's always our warfare. It's not the fault of God. It didn't cause the problem. Is it God's fault now that all the ISIS, American was the one who trained ISIS, armed them. Now they are the one trying to destroy them. If you look into at these people, you will not see hope. Because there's no hope in them. There's none. Look, please, let us focus on the calling. Your calling. Romans 8. Can we look at Romans 8 verse 19? I think I should stop there. Let's look at Romans 8. I hope it's flowing. Am I okay? Praise God. Emma Binu, it's well with you. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same. Now, who subjected creation to vanity? It was Adam. Creation did not want to be. The word vanity means corruption. The word corruption means death. Everything in creation dies. Even gold. If you keep gold, gold dies. It somehow rusts over a period of time. Everything is affected. Everything in creation. Mosquito was not designed to bite us, but it has been so. They didn't like it. They don't like being killed the way we kill them. Amen. I mean, if you interview them, they said, I don't know why they always kill us. They were not designed to drink from your blood. But somehow, when the fall took place, they became monsters and became enemies of man. It was not their will. Adam didn't consult them. Adam didn't speak with them. Adam just put the whole creation to death. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, it was done in hope. So those of you that said Adam ate fruit because of his love for his wife, you don't know what you're talking about. Adam was not in love. He was not a foolish man. No. Some of you that say, I'm in love. And your eyes will say, love is blind. Don't worry. When you enter marriage, your eyes will open. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You will know that love is not blind. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. Shine where. That fine boy, Kabo, Shika, Hasa.
lazy.
Ah, you will know. Don't worry. Time is coming. Pastor, pray for us. I will pray. Don't worry. Go and sleep. Honestly, God knows, everyone knows I won't pray. Praise God. So while it is good to pray, let us pray now. Before we come into bed, start praying again. Amen. Now, I don't say if you have a problem, don't call me, but you understand. Amen. Praise God. He did that in hope. What was the hope? Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. What is the creature waiting for? The manifestation of the sons of God. So what happened to Adam? Adam, because he was the first man, are you with me? Also had the powers that the sons of God has. But his own kind of son is different from the kind of sons that were to be manifested. He saw another set of sons that were not like him. They were different from him. He was a son of God, but the kind of life he carried is not immortal. The kind of life he carried can be subjected to sin and he can die. He sacrificed that life. Remember the principle of sowing and reaping. Adam was the first man to sow. He sowed the earth. He sowed creation to reap and harvest. He was not a fool. The Bible says Eve was deceived. Adam was not deceived. We go, why you all think should play? He saw the end. He saw the move. He could read the move 1 million miles away. If he wanted to terminate Satan, he would have terminated him there. Because the authority he wielded could terminate angelic authority. But he did not do it. He played like a fool into his hands. Just like Jesus played like a fool into Satan's hands. The greatest mistake Satan made were two mistakes. That Adam ate that fruit and Jesus went to the cross. Terrible mistakes. He never recovered again. They went like fools. But I love you play chess. When you take one move, point to your more than that. That was a gift for the devil. They gave him a pawn and he ate it, and that was the end. Satan saw the whole move. He saw all the wars, all the agony. He saw people going to hell. But what he hoped to gain was much more than what he was going to lose. Sacrifice what he was going to be had to get what he did not have. It's the principle of sowing and reaping. So God said it in the book of Genesis, as long as the earth remained, seed and harvest time. It was a principle that Adam knew. Hallelujah. That is what we are called to fulfill. So, see your calling, brethren, Paul was writing. That is not just a calling, it is something holy. Are you with me? So when he said be holy, it is not, it's more than don't wear trousers. I don't know, it's much than that. It's bigger than that. Be ye holy, for I the Lord, I am holy. Now, what leads to many of the things we do are unholy thoughts. So it's not the trouser you wear that's the problem. It's the thoughts that produce your wearing of it. I don't know what I'm making sense. That is the evil. If I wore a suit, I just got a suit. Egba. Now, there's nothing wrong with the suit. It is the thought that made me wear it. Egba, yeah. The problem. So when I say, be holy, for I am holy, then you'll be careful with the way you think. You must watch your thoughts. What are the things that motivate your actions? You must be careful. Because if they are not in accordance with holiness, then there's going to be a problem. Because what Adam was looking forward to are people who are like unto the second Adam. And remember, the second Adam is not like the first Adam. Because the first Adam was earthly of this earth. But the second Adam is a quickening spirit. John said, we don't know what we will be like. But this I know, as he is. So if he is a quickening spirit, then the sons of God will also be quickening spirits. Then you have to now understand why the challenge is enormous. That I will take Felix, who cannot draw, and turn him into a spirit. Then you know there's a problem. Because one, he has a problem of mentality. He will say, how can these things be? Seeing that I'm a sinner. born among men that drinks iniquity like water. Do you understand?
Yes,
that is exactly the problem. You keep looking at yourselves. And when you look at yourself, it can happen. And every time you take that decision, you are telling God, it cannot happen. I believe it annoys God. Because we are telling God it can never happen. That was what happened. They said, look, we can't enter this promised land. Let us return to Egypt. It's comfortable there. At least we are used to the Egyptian way of life. This is what you are bringing us to, Koyewa. God gets angry. So, if you are going to help yourself and God, let us spend time with this Bible. I keep seeing the things he has spoken about us and start believing. That is what will form our prayer topic. Are you with me? That's what Paul was writing in the book of this same Romans. He said, for the Spirit know it. For you don't know what you should pray for, how you should pray, but the Spirit help our infirmities. Your infirmities that you cannot even visualize, you can't conceptualize it, but he's able to see it. All you need to agree is just agree. As you have said this, so I agree. Lord, this is what you say. All he needs is your willingness. The rest he will do. But stop thinking, this me. You don't know me, You don't know me. If you know me. Okay. Go and ask Jukunu in Futa. They know me. There you are not going anywhere. Because you have not walked according to the truth. You have not walked according to the truth. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I promise I will not speak more than necessary. I don't know. Father, we thank you. I pray that these things will be understood. And you will help us to implement it. You help us. You help the days. You help the saints of old. I pray you will help us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are there questions or insights? Satoi.
So my question is about Adam and God.
Yeah.
About Adam and God. Since Adam knew what will happen later, and God also knew what will happen. So I think, why does he have to curse them and be very angry at them and that?
Which Bible are you reading? Which translation?
No, they were sent out of the garden.
Why were they sent out?
Because they ate the fruit.
No. You see? You assumed a position that has no biblical backup.
What's the second one? Tell me why they were sent out.
Okay.
So that I will know.
Okay.
Then the second question is, has it been written concerning Adam that he will eat the fruit?
I don't know.
All that?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was not around. So I don't know what they wrote down or what did they write down. But I want to believe this, that Adam knew certain things about God. There are things I know about you, I believe you will like. In the course of our discussion, I can pick certain thoughts from you, certain inclinations, certain impressions. Are you with me? I can pick it. So I can know. So I'm not holding forth for
so
Adam.
Why is he not proud of it? He went to
proud.
Listen
to me. The first person to sin. You want to answer it? Oh, he was there. All right. You want to add to it? Oh yeah. Was possible was there. I was not there.
At least John said that I need the teeth at the beginning. So that was okay. The thing about that scenario was just the power of will, the choice of will. If God had made a robot, there is just let us make robots, they obey my command, then trust me, then everything will be very boring because it's stereotyped. The angels too were not robots. What God gave to every creature was the power of will. So what creatures, you know, so what God did to Adam was put that power of will into him. So what God did was that, okay, Adam, I'm giving you a choice. What are you going to do? Now, while you are talking about the issue of the predictive thing, everything still boils down to the will. God has a thought for us to make heaven, but just let me bring that to that stage, to make heaven. But it's not everybody that will still go to heaven. Are you getting me? His plan is that everybody go to heaven, but not everybody go to heaven. So the issue there was just will. God too made will to for the angels, Lucifer. Lucifer had the power of will to say, I want to follow God and my allegiance is to God. But he had the choice to say, I want to separate. And some angels too went with him. Not as a result of we are fighting against God, but as a result of will. Are you getting me? So everything boils down to will. So that's the whole thing.
Hallelujah. She asked, one of her questions was that, was there a prophecy that Adam would fall or something, or was something written? But actually, like Daddy has already said, Adam had related with God to a dimension. So that was what, I think it was Paul that wrote it out in the epistles, that the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Do you get what I'm saying? So, if you could picture, it may have pictured that somebody had been slain for a program that will occur later. So, and something must be done. So someone had to put out a sacrifice for that.
You understand that? Oh, yeah. Okay, let's take it again. You understand the will dimension, the power of will, that God gave him a will to make a choice. But what informed that choice was the fact that having worked with God to an extent, there was certain information about God he knew. Satan rebelled because he knew about God. He knew certain things of God. There's certain information of God he knew. But there are certain things of God that God veiled that he did not know. Are you with me? He saw the weakness of God. That's why he rebelled. He didn't see the might of God. You know how they explain, how they describe God? He said he was to look upon like a sandine stone. Of him who was a cherub, he was decked with all precious stones. Your stone and the brightness of your stone is a dimension to your capability. So when you look at God and you look like just one stone, he looks weak. Paul was answering his thoughts when he said, the weakness of God is stronger than the most powerful strength of men. And his foolishness is still wiser than the most wise of all men. He was answering the devils. He was not speaking to men, he was speaking to demons. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. When Paul was spending those things down, God was responding to certain things when he was spending it down. So what Satan saw was weakness and foolishness. And that prompted him to act. What Adam saw was not that. He saw the second Adam. No. He saw something in God and he battered it. Are you getting me? He initiated it. He saw a desire. Now listen to me. Praise God. Let me explain for the book of Romans. Hebrews. I beg your pardon. Hebrews. Give me Hebrews 11. Now he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained what? A good report. Verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Are you with me? Next verse. Then he went to talk about. What was he talking about? He was giving us the testimonies of elders. The first elder was God. Are you with me? In the last verse of 11, can you give me the last verse of this chapter? the last verse of this chapter.
Verse 39 to 40.
And all these, having obtained a good report, through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Listen, all these obtained what? A good report. Who are all these? God and all the people he mentioned. All of them obtained what? A good report. But none of them was perfect. So God having prepared something better, that when we come into perfection, it will bring all of them. So when God made Adam, he had not come into perfection. Yes, he said it was good, but it was not perfect. You don't understand what I'm saying? Praise God. You can call it prophetic insight. Adam saw something that God was not satisfied. There was no rest in him. There was no peace. There was something still left. What he did, all he did was obtain a good report, but it was not perfect. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? He saw that there were some better things in front. When those sons come into manifestation, all of them will come into perfection. Do you understand me? That's when God will come into. That's what Paul now said in that chapter 4. Said, is it chapter 4? Chapter 3. Said, there now remaineth rest. Chapter 4. For the people of God. Remember that in Genesis chapter 1, God rested. But the truth that he didn't really rest. Because there's still another rest. Which was looking forward to. There was that rest that Adam saw. And Adam sacrificed everything to obtain that rest. Secondly, God did not curse Adam. He said, cursed be the earth, the ground because of you. He didn't curse him. He never did curse him. Because he was the image of the second Adam. He can't curse the first Adam. That's why Moses, there are certain things that Moses saw about the Christ that made him, that sin was more grievous than sin of murder. Sin of fornication. Striking that rock twice was a terrible sin. It could not be forgiven. No amount of intercession, no amount of offering, no amount of nothing could change the mind of God. So what you did was treason. On a good day, you should go to hell, but mercy. But I will kill you now. Put your house in order. Oh, yeah, 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 sorry, more. Because it was only Moses that understood what was going on. How can a rock be traveling with you for 40 years? Don't you have common sense? Said that rock was Christ, and Moses knew it was Christ, and yet it struck him. You can only strike him once. You can't strike the Christ twice. And I don't know the ramification of that action. Maybe that's the problem we are going through now. That's why we are having this problem. You go up, you come down. You go up, you come down. Because they are striking him two times. And of course, I guess that is exactly the problem. Said those who have done despite to the spirit of grace. It's them striking him. They brought him to, how did they put it in Hebrews? To an open rebuke, shame. Said he won't forgive. Moses tried it. Overlooked it. He won't try it the second time. He won't forgive. These are spiritual areas we must. So God did not curse it down. He only cursed the earth. And said you will labor, but he didn't curse him. Hallelujah. He was one who did the first atonement sacrifice for him in any case. But why did he drive him out? Because having fallen, if he stretched his hand to eat the tree of life, God is in trouble. God is in trouble. He can't die again. In that state, he becomes immortal. He will be like God, and he will be immortal. That will be an immortal sin. There is no atonement for it. Satan has won. Because what will be confronting God is God himself. That is the anti-type of God. Not Antichrist, anti-type. Because he has all the functionalities of the Godhead, and he carries a life that can't die. And then you mix that with evil. I don't know. My mind can't conceptualize the solution. So the solution was drive the guy out. And you know, every time you have access into revelation, it's actually the work of a cherub. Cherubs are actually, you identify them with wisdom, sense, you know, revelation into the mind of God. Daniel was praying. What came to him? It was a cherub. So I came to give you understanding. So the way to life, that is why all the nations of the world are confused. Our religion is Yemoja. Our own is Bantala, the God of our people. The reason why they can't find God is that the cherub has closed the road. You can't find God. You know, you can do research tomorrow, you won't find him because the cherub locked it up. But just now came, I said, look, I've created another path. That path that led you guys into Eden is closed. But there is another way. Say, I am now the real way to the Father. Hallelujah. So, again, there's a cherub that controls that path. And the only way, the key that unlocks it is the key of the gospel. Once they preach the gospel to you, you remember that in the book of Revelation, the Bible about an angel that carries the everlasting gospel. The gospel of the everlasting. There are cherubs that carry those things. They propel it. So when you see the word of God moving, there are cherubs pushing it. So when we pray, we must understand the dynamics and how those things work out. You don't just go somewhere and say, be born again. And you guys get born again like that. No, there are angelic forces working. Why is that you go to a place like Germany and you pray, in less than 10 minutes, prayers are answered. And Nigeria, you have to fast and pray until it happens. Because we have not unleashed the cherubims. We've not unleashed them. All this mountain prayer, if only somebody would teach them right. If they can be properly taught, Satan will be in trouble. So you don't understand. Okay.
Sir.
Yeah.
There's this point that I didn't get yet.
Yeah.
Do we have two Adams? Because you mentioned first Adam and second Adam.
Can you give me 1 Corinthians 15? Give me 1 Corinthians 15. 14, yeah. Can you see? So it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam, which is the second, was made a quickening spirit. So there are two Adams. Now, why were there two Adams? There were two original sons of God. The first Adam was not birthed through the human process. It was a creation of God. It was the first of his kind. This second one was also the first of his kind. Nobody birthed him. Actually, this second Adam, it is true he was not born through a natural process. But as far as he was on earth, he was not reckoned as the second Adam. He was called the Son of Man. In other words, he kept telling us that he was the son of Adam, the first Adam. He became the second Adam when he rose from the dead. That's why he became the second Adam. That's why the Bible called him a quickening spirit. His own type of spirit is not like angelic. He doesn't have an angelic nature. He's not a man and he's not a spirit. Praise God. His own kind of spirit is a spirit that has flesh and bone. Yet it can walk through a wall. It can dematerialize. I don't understand. No, you can't. I don't know. Try and conjure that. He can appear here and sit with you and touch you, and you will feel him. He will sit down and eat eba with you, and the eba will not jump out of his body. You know, you will feel his stomach, and you see that the eba ought to turn the eba one way. Right there, we'll just start this and we'll just disappear. There is no spirit like him in creation. He's the only kind. That is the only kind. And what he's trying to produce are kinds like him. Praise the Lord. So you now see where work day. Hallelujah. Work day. So that in the generations, in ages to come, the Bible says God will be unveiling his love. You have not seen love. You don't have an idea, a jack idea, what God is yet to unfold. Angels don't know. Listen to me. In ages to come, it's all choir. All of you are rushing to the choir. Yeah, I'm sorry for you. In the ages to come, men will be downloading wisdom. There will be new creations that men will govern. Did Paul not say that if you cannot judge between brothers and sisters, How do you want to judge angels? Elema pase fun Michael. Show le ba mi mu set rule mi wa. Measure awon earth awon planets. I want to see whether they align. Now, if you are going to enter that there, you must train your mind now. And the training comes by the Spirit. So all these opportunities are for preparation of something in future. Don't throw it away.
Adam was created when God said...
Hey, Adam.
No, I was just wondering. Like, when God said, let's make man in our own image, after our likeness. And why would a man who was created in God's image after his likeness be fair to a living soul, to us a living soul? Like, if he was created in God's image after his likeness, what he should be complete now, like should be like God, like why is now a living soul? You stand.
Nick, can you please help me?
If I understand that well, I think what she's trying to ask is, if God has already made Adam in his own likeness, after his image, then why is it that the Adam became a living soul thing, came into the show? Abby? All right.
Okay.
You just said the English in your own local dialect.
Okay, praise the Lord. We all know that God is immortal. So I think what she was trying to say is this. If God created Adam, the first Adam, in his own image, so she was expecting that, okay, the image should be an immortal. It shouldn't be able to die.
Thank you very much. That's an interpretation. That's spiritual interpretation. Gift of interpretation of tongues. Because she spoke in tongues. Even though she spoke English, but she was speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Now, it's simple. Like I said at the beginning, God did not make anything perfect. Because when he made it, it was good, but it was not perfect. And it was deliberate. It was a wisdom he was operating on. And it was a level of wisdom he was operating on. But remember that before Eden was made, Satan had fallen. And there were programs for redemption that was beginning to play out. God deliberately did not give him an immortal soul, because it is a principle. Paul said, lay hands suddenly on no man, only the person who has been tried and tested. It's an eternal principle. They gave authority to Satan. Of course, he was not tried and tested. He fumbled. God was not going to do the same mistake with Adam, another with the earth. This earth is going to be folded up. It will pass away. And that's why people are killing themselves every day over this earth. To my law. Hallelujah. So he didn't give him eternal life. He gave him life. What he gave him was biological life, bios life. The life called biology. The study of that life is called biology. Bios. The life of the soul. Are you with me? That life can be tempted. That life can die. Are you with me? That's why he made him a living soul. But this one that became a quickening spirit was tried. And he was found faithful. And he was worthy to stand. Remember, they announced him as a lion. But when he came out, it was a lamb. That means he conquered in weakness. It's a paradox. I don't know whether you understand me. He conquered using the weapons of God. When you use good to conquer evil, good is usually very weak. But inside of it is the seed to conquer evil. He didn't use the weapons of this earth and the weapons of angels to fight, to bash, to give Jackie Chan kick. No. He just simply submitted to the Father. That was sufficient enough to overcome the enemy. There was a wisdom nobody understood. So when he stood in that, in the midst of the throne, the Bible says the creation went down and said, thou art worthy, O God. because none of them could do it. Are you with me? Now he obtained eternal redemption. That eternal redemption means eternal life. Which is now God is now willing to give that life that makes him God with that new generation, with that new breed of people. He didn't give it to Adam, but he gave to them that also obey him as Christ also obeyed. The Bible says Moses was faithful as a servant in the house, but he as a son over the house. Whose house we are, he will obey to the end. So if you are going to end up becoming the house, you also must obey to the end. Then the same nature and texture of his personality and being will be the texture of that house. Hallelujah. And is it making sense? That's his wisdom. We just study it and we just follow it. Amen. But the challenge before us is, how do we now read all those things and go and implement it as you go to your classes, as you do your businesses, as you intermingle with the earth? Remember this as I bring this way close. After the experience on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter said, let us build 3 tabernacles. One for you, Moses. Human experience loves to build tabernacles. CAC has built tabernacle in Ikeji. Everybody builds tabernacles. It is a nature of man. We have built tabernacle around the Pentecostal experience in Azusa. It has been built. It is tabernacles. And Jesus Christ said, my friends, leave this place. Let us move it. You know when they returned? What did they meet? Human problems. Immediately they forgot that tabernacle experience. Because the reality on ground has nothing to do with that experience. But you must solve the problem on ground. You must meet it and move on. So how do you come back from those experiences? And see, we worship experiences. We love those experiences. But man, you have to step out there and be real. And Jesus looked at them and said, how long will I be with you? So it is faithless generation. What was it that made them faithless? They were not willing to grow. They were just willing to grow. They were not. See, everybody likes those experiences. God, just those supernatural manifestations of God. They did pray for it. They didn't ask for it. God just showed up. I know they were special, man. 3 of them were special. They were the only one that saw him in glory. Hallelujah. She ain't laughing, yeah. Does that one cast out devils? Man, you must go there and cast out devils. Hallelujah. Said this one does not go up but fast and pray. Now you guys have to go back and fast and pray. But get your experience. That's the problem we have. People have built tabernacles on experiences. Don't forget your experiences. But for goodness sake, don't build tabernacles there. You must migrate. You must face the problems of the world. You must step out there and meet lecturers that are terrible. They are demons. That's just lecturers that are demons. Why would you have a demon? No, the demon one only. How do you confront him? You tell him, Kabasha, I just went to the mountain now. I just came back. I saw three things. I saw God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, the list is here. You must find a way to deal with them. It is in dealing with them that you grow. Hallelujah. Shall you understand? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I think I should close. Can we rise on our feet? Father, we thank you. We give glory to your holy name. Can we be able to talk to the Lord and thank him for what he has in mind of God, in mind for us? He said, the thoughts I have for you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The expected end is glory. The expected end is becoming like a son. Can we ask for mercy and grace that in this time of need, that even as we go through life, we may keep on growing. His wisdom is that in this life challenges, you will grow. As we face the challenges of life, you will grow. That is his wisdom. There is no escape route. You must grow in it. His wisdom is that inside us you will grow. I want to ask the Lord, help me. Help me, help me, Lord. It's a prediction that cannot be altered. He will produce his sons. His sons will arise. Nothing will alter that. Nothing, no force in creation can stop it. No amount of prayer or pressures of Satan can stop his sons coming to manifestation. But you must align. You and I must walk according to the volume of the books that is written of us. To do his will. That's why we need to pray and ask God, help me, that I may do your will. Paul prayed that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You need to be filled with the knowledge of his will. You and I need to be filled with the knowledge of his will. We can't keep running our lives without an understanding of what God wants of us. We can't just pray when we don't know what God wants us to pray about. We can't just be involved in any spiritual activity, because that is what everybody is doing. It must be men and women that know what we are doing. We know what we are going. We know what we want to become. We know what God has said about us. And therefore, we are taking deliberate steps. We are taking deliberate steps to bring into fulfillment those prophecies that have been spoken about us. That we may come to the end of everything, finishing it properly. Oh, the Bible says God has something better in store, that we may all come into perfection, that they without us cannot be made perfect. God is waiting for a generation that will bring all the saints into perfection. When they finish everything that has been written in the volume of the books, we must finish what has been written in the volume of the books. We must finish what has been written in the volume of the books. Ask the Lord, help me to obey what has been written in the volumes of the books. I want to understand it. Many of us have problem interpreting how that thing relates to you and I on an individual level. For Jesus, he could see how those things related to him personally. Many of us have problem with our attitude. We do not know that we are chosen. We don't know how special we are to God. Oh, the problems around us, the problems of life, some seem to dull our senses, that we don't know we are special people. Oh, he said, you are a special people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You were called with a holy calling. There is a calling. There is an unction of a king and a priest upon your life. There are things that have been spoken about you and I that we must walk into. We must deliberately set our hearts on these things and reorder our lives and our priorities. Remember that Judas chose to be what he was. It was a choice. There were decisions he made that brought him to that point. Lord of heaven, help me to make the right decisions. Teach me, oh God, to react. Teach me to remember. Bring these things to my remembrance and my memory, that I'm just an ordinary person. Help me to stop seeing myself as an ordinary person. Jesus Christ said to Mary, his mother, in the marriage of Galilee, says, woman, it is not my time. Why are you disturbing me? Because he saw that he was a proper child. And so he was not a normal person. Oh, stop seeing. Oh, Lord, help me to stop seeing myself as a normal person. Help me to know that I'm a special person. Help me to begin to reorder my lives and my priorities and walk in accordance with what has been written about me in the Holy Books. Help me, I pray, Lord. Holy Ghost, brood upon us. Holy Ghost, brood upon us. Holy Ghost, heal our minds. Heal our minds. Deliver us from this earth realm. Break the bounds that we are bounded with. Break, oh Lord, the linkages. Bring deliverance. Wrought deliverance in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray, my Father, have mercy. Have mercy, I pray thee, my Father. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help this generation. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Can we take that song together in prayer? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, I pray this night. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up. Oh, hallelujah. See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Can we take that one more time? Open the eyes of my heart. That is going to be the last prayer tonight. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. To see you high and lifted up. Oh, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power of love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Eternal Father, all the men that walk this earth and they served you, you helped them. All of them were helped. We ask for help in our generation. We ask you to help us. Spirit of God, help us. You know our infirmities, help us. We don't want to stay in these infirmities. We recognize that we are men of infirmities. But Father, we have seen what you want to do. We align ourselves. We believe these things are possible. We believe that these things will be done. Therefore, we ask, help us in the name of Jesus. Walk a walk in us. We come into the place of willingness. We come into the place of alignment. That in the day-to-day challenges, we will not lose focus of who we are. We will not lose focus of where we are going. You will open our eyes of our hearts. We will begin to see you in glory. The Bible says of Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he despised the shame. He endured the cross. Help us to see the glory so that we can order our steps and our lives in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and glory because we pray together in Jesus' mighty name.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.